Confessions at 7, Confessions AT 7, and wild941.com. This is how you can get in with us. We always try and give you a little bit of game. This says, Dear Orlando and the Freak Show, I'm one of your over 40 freak fans and love listening every morning from my workout into the office. My dilemma is that my 20-year-old daughter is home waiting for school to reconvene, and her spirits are at an all-time low. We've watched the light dim in our beautiful young lady who is so vibrant and talented, and she's just been in a funk. She is a gorgeous 20-year-old woman who I've tried to build up and keep her smiling through the uncertainty of her next chapter, because everything has stalled and she felt that she was moving at a great pace, and now everything seems uncertain. She's a musician, but I convinced her to study music education to have a fallback to her own interests. That's not really what she wanted to do, but keeping her in the musical vein has been something that she has seen as a positive. She's really passionate about being a singer-songwriter, and she's been pouring her heart out and the pain that she is going through and just all the uncertainty into music. She's been reading me some of the stuff. She's been singing me some of the stuff, and it is good. But during this isolation, she is trying to find another way. She asked her mom and I to fund her studio booth recording time, which would mean taking out part of our equity loan that we have from our home. Because apparently this is a lot. Her mom knows that we have it, so she agreed, but brought it to me because I am the final say, of course. And to be honest, my daughter is talented, but whoa, is this how this is supposed to work? College? Okay. Wedding? Sure. Helping with babies when she has those I'm aware of. But funding your musical dreams seems like a big thing to dive into the coffers of the family's money. I want her to have an outlet to shine. I'd love to see her be able to follow her dream. She's my only baby girl, but this may make me look like a bad dad, but I don't want to be dipping into the family's reserve like that. Can't she do this in her room? Can't this be done cheaper? I'm not the one. I don't understand how this is something that we're actually discussing, and it makes me seem bad because everybody else is in on it. Any advice would be really helpful because I know you guys are around recording artists all the time. Is this something that I'm doomed to do? And it is signed Barrett from New Tampa.
Wow, Barrett.
Okay, so first of all, yeah, it does happen. Because if you look at everybody goes to like Jackson 5 and whatever. Like Joe Jackson sacrificed a lot, left the steel mill, you know, left his job, did all this other stuff to get Jackson's popping, and well, we'd see what happened. Matthew Knowles quit his job in computer sales, I believe, in Houston, and started working with four girls called Girls Time, and they became Destiny's Child. And he sacrificed a lot. Our mom was like doing hair or something, but he quit his regular job to put all of his efforts into them. So what I will say is you got to believe in them. Like, cause ain't nobody quitting a job for just a hobby.
Right.
And not that you're saying you're quitting your job, but if you're taking a big chunk out of your nest egg for your family, that's almost like in the same vein, but you still have your job. You still have, you didn't say you're going to deplete your funds. You know what I'm saying? So if you're getting behind her, you know, it just depends on if you feel there's some return on your investment. Now, if that's your kid, you know, that sometimes you're supposed to kind of let them flourish. But, you know, if they're trying to do something major, then it probably can't be done in a bedroom.
OK, it can't be done in a bedroom. However, you can go to a professional recording studio and it's going to sound amazing without having to refinance your home. These recording studios, the quality is great, but the price has been getting a little bit cheaper and cheaper. Like you said, in the Joe Jackson Beyonce days, there weren't that many options. Now, I know 10 or 15 studios right here in the Tampa Bay area that range between $35 and maybe $55 an hour, where you are going to get a crisp, great professional sound.
Yeah, you will. But, you know, I don't know how if she's got to employ other people. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what her plan is.
Also, there's so much that an aspiring artist can do to better themselves away from the recording studio. You could have her make sure she's writing every day, practice singing, rapping, whatever it is her skill. Like, the studio is the game. There's so many practices and drills that you do before you get into the game that dad could focus on that for a while.
I mean, he can, but that don't sound like he's involved. Dad is the funding. Dad ain't like in there in the lab. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I think Joe Jackson was in there like, no, Michael, do it right or you're going to get this belt. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Matthew Knowles had Destiny's Child or Girl's Time running in heels and singing. He was out there running drills with them at the track saying, I want to hear you in your harmony. In heels running around because this is what you're going to have to do to be better. Now we watch Beyonce not lose her wind. We watch Beyonce on her toes, on the heels, not on the backs. And when she performs, everybody's like, how is she dancing in them heels? Because she's been doing it since she was 12.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So he put him in the boot camp. If Barrett, if you're not involved in it like that, then you're just the financier. And if you are that, then that makes it a little bit rough. Because you can't watch that money. Like, you just handing it over on a dream. And parents, is your kid's dream worth dipping into your savings?
Oh.
Because this isn't, he isn't a musician. He isn't a manager. He isn't involved like those other people that I mentioned. They put their careers on hold because they saw an opportunity with their kids. Call it a meal ticket, call it whatever. But this is just your kid's dream.
Yeah,
do you
man.
Dig into the coffers for your kid's dream?
I think
that's
what Barrett should do is get her a little home studio, because that way she can record but also learn the recording process. She could possibly record other people and just build her skills up.
We got texts that are coming in 888-429-0941. Barrett has written us because his daughter is trying to get in the game, and mom is willing to go into the equity loan to help her get her music dreams going. And he wants to help, but he don't want to get in like that. Let's see. Somebody says loan it to her. That way she has more skin in the game. It's not a gift. It's a loan. That was out of the 813. Depends on 863 says depends on what type of artist she is. I don't know how that thing. It said depends on what type of artist she is. She can come to a studio in Lakeland.
Okay.
813 says 4% interest after 5 years.
Wow, that's like going to a bank.
Yeah, like interest on her, like are you, like a loan
on the
like
loan.
You,
yeah,
like are you loan sharking.
Yeah,
is that what we're doing?
Or just getting a little return on your investment?
813. My son has made some music and he started online. Now he can rap a gift. But I'm involved and trying to help. Wait, now he can't. My son made music and he started online. Now he can't rap a gift. But I'm involved and I try to help. Okay. Oh. Okay. So, I mean, they ain't got to be great. You just got to be trying to fund their dream, I guess.
Right. Orlando, we have Matthew on line one checking in with us. What up, Matt? Matthew, what's up, man? Can you hear us?
Oh, yeah. I'm still here. My bad. How are you?
Oh, doing great, man. You heard the confession. What you thinking?
Like I was telling that young lady, I think that if Barrett financially has the money to support that dream and he can go ahead and, you know, dip into the coffers without ruining him financially, he should definitely back his daughter's dream. I feel like it's going to have a lot of resentment being that mom and everybody else is supporting her and then it's coming down to the money. And if Barrett knows that, you know, they're financially set, you know, and they have enough money, dad and mom have enough money, I feel like he should definitely go ahead and do it, go all in if he believes in it, and just let her know that he, you know, his support is there for her. I feel like that would be the biggest, you know, the biggest regret that he'll have if there's animosity because he didn't support her and she happened to become, you know, the next Beyonce, Lady Gaga, or, you know, whoever. So I just feel like as a parent, you know, you support your child's dream, especially if you're able to do it, because like I said, at the end of the day, it's money. So if, you know, if he passes away, mom passes away, and money's going to be left to her anyways, do whatever. Why not support your child's dream? You never know where
it's going. All right. I appreciate it, man. Damn. That's a lot. I mean, like, you know, like, I mean, supporting the dream is cool, but man, how much is that dream? My kids got dreams, and their dreams are expensive.
Yeah.
School and all that stuff is expensive, but like, you know, just a one fell swoop, like, and if you stumble, like, you can't get mad because you being parent. Like, I'm not that good of a parent yet.
No.
I'm not that good of a parent to give my kids a chunk of money.
No. Nah, right, with no supervision, just to follow a pipe dream.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I mean, we got dad should put her in vocal classes. That would open her up to more opportunities they may not have thought about and help her build her talent. It sounds like she can already go. Like, if she's writing and stuff, whatever. But, I mean, I know people who have had kids that have talent, but they've still needed to be coached and whatever. I don't know where this money thing comes in. Like, you know, I know the studio time costs. I know if you're trying to put together a body of work and you got to secure websites and stuff like that, that's money. But I, when you talk about tens of thousands or something, like, that's a lot. That means you're trying to live in there and like do an album or something.
Yeah, it really is. And as an artist, I think the studio is like the fun part. That's the part that everybody wants to go. They want to go to the studio. But the things leading up to it, the writing, the practicing, the vocal lessons, that's like the work part of it. So I think she needs to put in the work before she gets rewarded with the studio time.
She's also 20 years old, so she can work for it. I mean, as a parent, your role is to support her, whether it be financially or emotionally, but it's not like she's a teenager or 12 years old. Like, she can get some help from her parents, but for them to fund it 100%, that's a lot.
Somebody says that's what's wrong with America. That's what's wrong. We're not making our kids work for it. We just hand them everything. Shaking my head. That's Mark out of the 727. And then 863 says MacBook with software, chaotic eyeball microphone with interface, and a will to learn. That's $2,000. Somebody else in the 813 said church choir. Church choir.
Get you singing.
Church choir get you singing. You got a minister of music that can play them keys right there. One of them people in the choir got some home studio time, and he can just do nothing but produce by Jesus. There you go. There you go.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.